develop that intimate. God has placed miracle potentials down inside of you, and he will help you to bring that miracle into your destiny. So right now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, God, we come before you, thanking you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness towards us. We thank you for your shedding your blood on the cross for us, Lord Jesus. We're asking you, Lord Jesus, to help us to find that love, that agape love down inside, and have that personal relationship with you, God, that you can show us what you have placed inside of us, Lord Jesus. Help us to share that with the world, showing your love, the love that you have shown to us, God. We ask you to lift us up. We ask you to bless the speaker that's coming forth this morning, Lord Jesus. Anoint his words, and Lord, let us have ears to hear and a heart to receive, and to go out and not just receive it, but to share it with others. Lord, we're asking you to bless this company that has brought us together, Artists International, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless this company and bless the distributors in this company to not only share the products, but share your word and your love in this world. Lord, we ask you to remember the founders of this call, Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa, Lord Jesus. Lift them up. Give them the strength to continue to do your wonderful works. We ask us in your blessed name, Jesus. We're looking forward to this word. Let us feed us, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. We ask it, and we feel blessed. In your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And right now, I want to share my love with the host of this call and ask the host to come forward and take this call. God loves you. And find that love that Jesus had and just fall in love with him. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Kai. I love you, and God bless.
Well, thank you, Minister Jackie, for greeting and feeding the people and opening us up with prayer. I want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning on the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we gather early in the morning to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is known as Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know that our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word or a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, which was started by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and who has now been turned over to a host of new dynamic leaders throughout Artists International who keeps us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 641 715-385-3865. And the access code is 539-598-pound. Again, 641-715-3865. Access code 539-598-pound. Calling all artist distributors, the Artist International Project 5000 presentation call for 90 days, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Pacific. That number is 712-432-1699. The access code is 857-750. And so we are just getting ready because we know that the next Artist International Conference will be held June 11 in Houston, Texas. So we are all looking forward to that. So I'm getting ready to get out of the way and let the man of God, that God has decided would be our mouthpiece this morning, come forward. And today's minister is none other than Minister Lance, Coach L.A. Waterman. So we are so glad that Minister Lance is coming back to finish up that amazing word that he gave us yesterday. As a coach, a leader, and a visionary, Lance works with leaders and managers that are being pressured to squeeze more results out of the team and show them how to use personal coaching techniques with their teammates so that they can get more productivity. He is married to an amazing woman of God, Lori. They have two canines who they love so much. And, you know, Minister Lance is just always pouring into the community. He is always ready to bring a word forward because that is just the type of man of God he is. He is always looking to enhance the community, to pour into others so that they may pour into others. So we just want to thank him and praise him and bring him out before you so that he can give us such an amazing word. Minister Lance, are you there?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Ty. Thank you very much. I am here. Thank you, my sister Jackie, and thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, for this opportunity and, of course, for the saints of God who is on this call. Yesterday, we talked a little about the seven attitudes in prayer, and if you missed that, please get the playback. This is part two. I want to really do something just a little different. I want to ask a question. And it's a three-part question. See, we know that prayer changes things, but what does it change? How much does it change? And in what manner does it change? So I'm going to answer those three questions specifically with this time frame. So you'll understand prayer much better if you consider three questions that arise from the well-known saying, prayer changes things. The three questions are valid because prayer does change things. If prayer changes nothing, why should we pray in everything? Philippians 4:6, God promised that people who pray are far better off than people who don't pray and do things in God's way. So what things does prayer change? What things does prayer change? Prayer changes all things. Again, prayer changes all things. If we are to pray in everything, Philippians 4:6, then everything must be capable of being changed by prayer. I want to say that again because this should resonate with the saints. Okay? Prayer changes all things. If we are to pray in everything, Philippians 4:6, then everything must be capable of being changed by prayer. You see, prayer helps make all things work together for good, Romans 8:26. Again, prayer makes all things work together for good. We know that the word says men ought to always pray. Men ought to always pray, okay? But all things, I want to reiterate this and emphasize this, But all things, does that mean absolutely everything in the universe, but rather all things that pertain to life and godliness? Life and godliness. The life, and I just touched on this yesterday a little bit, the life referred to is eternal life. Prayer does not change things which have no connection to the salvation of souls. Again, prayer does not change things which have no connection with the salvation of souls. However, this does not mean that prayer changes only spiritual things. I want you all to get this. Prayer will certainly change material things when the change has a spiritual benefit. See, that change has to have a spiritual benefit. See, on the other hand, God is not a Santa Claus. He's not an ATM machine. He's not a microwave generation. He's not just spitting out things. Everything's just not going to be done automatic. See, prayer is not for satisfying material lusts and whims. No, it's not. Although it is certainly important that we pray for our material needs, in one breath, Jesus taught us to pray. He said, give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. The main purpose of prayer, however, is to help make things turn out for salvation. Philippians 1:19. So what are you saying, Coach L.A.? What things does prayer change? It changes all things, not just some things, but all things. Okay, so how does prayer change things? We talked about what things does prayer change. Now, how much does prayer change things? How much? Prayer avails much in James 5:16. Prayer avails much, but how much is much? If you think not very much, you are mistaken. Much is more than we ask or think. I like that. See, much is more than we ask or think, Ephesians 3:20. Prayer changes things more than we can imagine or comprehend. Yes, it does. See, prayer is very powerful. That's why the Bible says man ought to always pray. Prayer is the source of breakthrough. Prayer changes things, changes attitudes. Prayer can save lives. So how much is much is much? It's more than we can fathom, more than we can think. Because, see, if we try to wrap our minds around how God operates, it just won't work. It won't work. Prayer changes things more than we can imagine or comprehend. Prayer changes things for spiritual and eternal purposes, which are wonderfully high. See, we cannot measure or perceive the changes which prayer makes. So in one sense, we cannot answer the question, how much? Because if it's saying that we can't comprehend or imagine, how then are we going to answer the question, well, how much does it change? See, we can see physically some of the evidences that how God operates when we witness our breakthrough. But we really can't put a stamp on how much does it change. But we witness and we testify how the goodness of the Lord and how he operates, but we really cannot imagine or comprehend to the extent that we can put a hand on to say, okay, this is how much prayer changes things. We can't do it. It's not being able to be done. We cannot measure it. We cannot perceive it or how change comes about. So therefore, we cannot really answer the question, how much. But we do know this. We do know this, saints. Prayer changes things as much as it is necessary to endure the salvation of our souls. That is key. That's paramount. I want to repeat that. I want this to resonate in your souls this morning. Prayer changes things as much as is necessary to ensure the salvation of our souls. You see, if I had to look back on my life, somebody indeed prayed for me. Because there were a number of times that I should have been dead. Growing up in a neighborhood that was challenging, the gangs, the drugs, the jail, and all this other stuff, man, somebody had to have been praying for Lance Waterman. So prayer changes things. We benefit by somebody else's prayer and our prayers as well. But we know that prayer changes things as much as is necessary for the salvation of our soul. Thus, prayer changes things very much indeed. Prayer changes things very much indeed. The third question in this trilogy, in what manner does prayer changes things? In what manner? What manner does prayer change things? Well, let's think about that for a minute. Sometimes in a miraculous manner, for example, when Peter raised Tabitha from the dead, Peter. That's in Acts 9:40. In what manner does prayer change things? I'm pretty sure that when Lazarus was laying down and Jesus says he's not dead, he's just asleep. I'm pretty sure there were some people who were praying for Lazarus. They were praying and weeping and they were sad. But people were praying. But what happened? Jesus told me, get up. So we see the miracles of what prayer can do. Sometimes, in an extraordinary manner, prayer changes things. People on life support, in the hospital, near death, we see accidents happen, and we say to ourselves, that person should have been dead. He got hit by a car and was able to get up and walk. That's an extraordinary manner. People don't understand the power of prayer. And if we wrap our minds around the importance of prayer, then we can truly, truly witness the goodness of God and how he operates on a daily basis. But the manner in which I thought was the most important is in an ordinary manner. And what am I talking about? We're talking about what manner does prayer changes things. Well, mostly in an ordinary manner. For example, when Paul was met by his friends in Acts 28, verses 15 through 16, we usually experience the changes of prayer and makes it in an ordinary manner. God is an extraordinary God, but he operates in an ordinary manner. But he can operate in an extraordinary manner too, or a miraculous manner too. But let's go down memory lane. How did you get saved? How did you come to know Jesus as your personal savior? Did he have to do something miraculous in your life? Or was it just a family thing? Ordinary. See, if miracles and extraordinary events were commonplace, they would not be extraordinary, would they? God is able to influence the ordinary course of events, ordinary, so that our real needs are satisfied. We have to stop relying on the miracles of God to enforce our beliefs and how God operates. But this does not diminish the power of prayer or the providence of God. In a way, it makes it all the more wonderful. So what is, so what am I talking about? If you just joined us on this call, we're talking about prayer changing things. And what does prayer change? And how much does it change? And what manner does it change? Let me reiterate. Prayer changes all things. It changes all things. How much? Much is how much. Much is how much. Thus, prayer changes things very much. In what manner? In a miraculous manner. In an extraordinary manner. And it changes things in an ordinary manner. And I want to do something for just a few, I think a minute. I want to tie the message on yesterday in terms of your attitude in prayer, because this is a two-part message. So is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? Do you use it sparingly, or do you need it to absolutely get you to where you want to go? Because really, that's the title of this whole message. Is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? Do you only use prayer when you absolutely need it, or is it needed on a day-to-day basis to get you where you want to go? So pray with an acceptance attitude. Pray with faith, believing that God can and he will. Pray with persistence. These are attitudes that we have to pray with. Pray with the right motives. Not just because you need something from God, but pray with your right motive, because he knows your heart. He'll search your heart. Pray with harmony with God's will. Pray with harmony with God's will. Pray with a desire to be obedient to God. And pray with thanksgiving in your heart. Again, the word says men ought to always pray. It's not just in the Bible for happenstance. There's no coincidence about it. He's telling you how man should pray. Always. Always. Your mind should always be on God. Not sometimes, not most of the times, but always. Prayer ought to be your steering wheel and not your spare tire. I get it that sometimes, man, when those tests and trials come your way, it don't look good. And it doesn't feel good. And you might be worn out, tired. You might be on your knees and God has not answered your prayer yet. But if you just hold out just a little bit longer with prayer, your prayers will be answered. It might not come in the form that you want, but he will answer your prayer because he knows the best for you. So if you're on this call and you are seeking God for an answer, no matter what it is, no matter how big the test or how big the trial is, God will show up, and when he shows up, it's in your best interest. And don't get mad at God because that car note didn't appear the way you wanted to, or they repossessed your car because you were behind three or four payments. Don't get mad at God for that. Don't get mad at God because you lost your job. Maybe God has a different job for you. The question is, what are your motives when you pray? How are you praying? The Bible says man ought to always pray. In Psalms 55:1, it says, "Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea." Are you praying with the right motive? Is prayer your steering wheel, or is it your spare tire? Minister Kai, back to you.
Thank you, Minister Lance, for that amazing word. Is prayer your steering wheel or your flat or your spare tire? Let us go to God in prayer. And after that, Minister Lance, I'll be calling you back for the benediction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man of God, the man you sent forward to bring us such an amazing word, a word that tells us that we need to make sure that we are not praying just occasionally, but that we are using prayer to take us, to lead us and guide us everywhere we go. So, Lord, just continue to pour into the man of God. Continue to bless his marriage, his household, his finances, Father. Pour into him as he has poured into us, but a hundredfold, O God. We thank you, Lord, for the two amazing women of God whose obedience founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, you know every need that they have before they speak it. So we ask that you do the exceeding and the abundant more than they can ask, hope, or think according to the power that worketh in them. We thank you for the Des De Leon family. Father, continue to lead them and guide them and be in control, O God. You cover artists. You take it to where you desire it to be, Lord, and we will follow. Father, we know that you are doing exceeding and abundant, Father. We ask that you continue to comfort the bereaved families, O God. Father, you know their need. Be the peace that passes all understanding. Just continue to love on them. Continue to let them feel your presence each and every day. Lord, sickness is a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we bind up every sickness and disease, every infirmity that touches anyone that's connected to this call. And we call it done in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you continue to lead and guide us, continue to direct our path, continue to be the God that you are, Father. Continue to love us, continue to guide us because we need it each and every day, Lord. As we focus on you, as we focus on those things that you have given us, O God, continue to bless our hearts and minds. Continue to touch our finances. Continue to help us build our artist businesses, Lord, as you see fit for us, O God. Father, we only want to do it your way. We want to stand in your perfect will for our lives. So we will call it done, and we will call it done in the name and under the blood of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, and amen. If you want to hear the playback for this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the new MMC call, and that number is 641-715-3865. Access code 539-598-POUND. That's 641-715-3865. Access code 539-598-POUND. We also have the 5,000 presentation call for the next 90 days, Monday through Friday, at 9 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Pacific time. That number is 712-432-1699, access code 857-150. The next artist conference is June 11th in Houston, Texas. More details will follow. We are so glad that you joined us again on the TMC call. We love you. Minister Lance, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Romans 12:12 speaks about be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. In prayer, your steering wheel or your spare tire. I pray, saints, that you have a prosperous day. In the name of Jesus, be well. God bless.